Masechta Tainus begins with a discussion that we must say in the winter from Shmini Atzeres, as we know, Mashveruach Marid Hageshem in our Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara asks, Umenolon de Betfilah, after we've established that we have to say Mashveruach Marid Hageshem, ask the Gemara, Ha Menolon Betfilah. And there's a machloikis in the Mefarshim. How to understand this Gemara's question? The Mashal says that the Gemara means to ask, where do we see in the Torah that we have to daven for rain during our tefillah, even if there is no problem with the rain? That every time we daven, we have to mention the rain. And he brings a raya, because we know that when Shlomo HaMelech inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says in Malachim that Shlomo HaMelech said, "Be otzer Hashemayim v'lo yimoter, if the sky will not give rain, v'spalalu." That pasuk teaches us that if there's chas v'shalom a drought, that of course they have to daven. But how do we know, says the Mashal, is the Gemara's question, that at all times we must daven to our Kodesh Baruch Hu for rain? Another pshat that the Keren Oyer suggests is that even if we have to speak about the fact that our Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us rain, how do we know that we have to include it as part of the Shvach? We know we begin Shemoneh Esrei with praising Hashem. How do we know that we have to begin it? How do we know that we have to say that as part of the Shvach of the Shemoneh Esrei? And the Ein Yaakov says that the Gemara's question is, of course we have to daven for rain, but how do we know that every time we daven, we have to mention rain? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya, L'havas Hashem Elokeichem, Ola'avdei B'chol Avavchem, Eiza Avodah Shebelev. The Torah says that we have to worship Hashem, serve Hashem B'chol Avavchem. We have to do an avodah that involves the heart. What is the avodah that's done in the heart? Have a oimer zat tefillah. Tefillah. V'ksibas, right? And the pasuk, after saying that we have to daven and we have to worship Hashem believe, says, V'nasati matar artzchem bi'itoy yoru umalkash. So we see that the pasuk, after it speaks about davening, says that what has to be included in our davening, Nesatim Taratzchem, the issue of rain. Now we can understand the Gemara. According to the Mashal, that the Gemara's question was, how do we know that we always have to mention rain? Because it says, every time we do La'ovdei B'chol Avavchem, we have to mention Nesatim Taratzchem. Or as the Ein Yaakov says, that the question was, every time we have to daven, how do we know that every time we have to daven? Because the pasuk doesn't differentiate. It says that we have to daven. And here, every time we do La'avdei B'chol Avavchem, we have to mention Nesatim Taratzchem. Another pshat, and again, the way that Karen Oyer learned that the Gemara's question was, how do we know that has to be included in the Shvach? Again, we see from here that the fact that the Torah connects the two, it's very clear that the pasuk is coming to teach us always speak about the Shvach of rain. But this Gemara is actually the basis for a very important Machloikus Rishonim, a famous Machloikus Rishonim. The Rambam learns that the Chiyuv to daven every day is a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's the opinion of the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Hei. And in the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, begins the Rambam, Mitzvos Asei L'spalel B'chol Yoyim. There's a Mitzvos Asei to daven every day. Shenema V'avadetem Es Hashem Elokeichem. Mepia Shmuel Lomdu, Shavoyd Zuhi Tfilo, Shenemar Ula Ovdoi Bechol of Avchem, Omru Chachomim, Ezo Avoyd Shebelev, what's considered Avoyd Shebelev, Ve Zu Tfilo. But the Rambam continues, however, Ve Ein Minyan Atfilos Min HaTorah. The Torah tells us that we have an obligation to daven every day. But the Torah doesn't tell us the amount of times we have to daven every day. Vein Mishnah Tfilah Zos Min HaTorah. Vein Tfilah Zmakvu Min HaTorah. But the rights we have to daven, but all the halachas that we've learned, that we know, are involved in Hilchos Tfilah, that even the Rambam agrees, are not midaraisa. The Mefarshim debate how to understand the opinion of the Rambam. Some say that just like we learn in the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, that Flamme Beis Amar Aleph, that the way Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu serves as the model of how we are to daven. So Moshe Rabbeinu first said Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, La'olam yisad adam shvacha shel makom. First you should say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'achach yispalo. And then first we say our praise, and then afterwards we ask for what we need. And then, as the Mefarshim explained, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he finished asking, he again was Mesaper B'Shvachai Shamakim, he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though, as we just learned in the Rambam, that all the details of Hilchos Tefillah are certainly not part of the Raisa, of the Chiv Deraisa, even though, as our Gemara teaches us, the Chiv Tefillah is a Chiv Deraisa, based on the Pasuk of La'avdoi B'chol Avchem, but included in that Chiv is that there's a style how we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First Shvach, then Bakasha, then Haidah. That style of davening, the Rambam will hold, is a not only is the Chiv of davening a Chiv Deraisa, but davening in that style is also a Chiv Deraisa. Another question, the Rambam clearly says that you only need to daven once a day. The question is, what does that mean? So some Mefarshim say that according to Rambam, if you daven Ma'ariv, we know in the Jewish calendar, it's night and then day, v'yer v'yvoker. So if you daven at night, you have fulfilled your daily obligation of tefillah. However, there are many poskim that say that even the Rambam, who, as we just learned, says you only need to daven once a day, holds that tefillah has to take place during the day, not in the evening. What's the raya? Because they say, if we look in the Rambam says that before you daven shachris, we know what the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat. And in fact, the Rambam paskins that osur min ha-Torah lecha kodma tefillah. But the Raisa, one may not eat before he davens. But the Rambam only says it by Tefillah Shachris. He doesn't say it before Tefillah Ma'ariv. So if we're going to learn that the Rambam indeed holds that the Chiyuv Tefillah is a Chiyuv Deraisa, but that Chiyuv only begins every morning, so the Rambam's psak is very understandable. I wake up in the morning, the Rambam is telling me I have a Chiyuv Deraisa to daven, so I can't daven until I can't eat until I daven. But if according to the Rambam, I can be mekayim my chiyuv tefillah even at night, so on the contrary, as soon as night becomes, as soon as night begins, the Rambam should tell us that now I'm not allowed to eat because I have now a chiyuv for this day to daven. So it seems that even according to the Rambam, that you have to daven one tefillah a day, that one tefillah a day takes place specifically by day. The Ramban disagrees. and the Ramban, and truthfully, most Paiskim actually agree with the opinion of the Ramban, and we'll discuss that now in our Shir. The Ramban's opinion is that the Chiyuv Tefillah is a Chiyuv Drabonim. Ask the Ramban on himself, but what am I going to do with the Gemara that we just learned? That our Gemara just taught us, of the B'chol of Avchem, su Tefillah. So that there's a Chiyuv Tefillah, Midaraisa. So the Ramban answers that what our Gemara says in this is, when our Gemara says that there's a Chiyuv Tefillah, it's only an Asmachta. Another teretz that the Ramban offers is that there's a difference when one is mispalo b'shas tzora or when there isn't a shas tzora. The Ramban is saying that midaraisa does a chiyuv to daven. That chiyuv to daven is only b'shas tzora. And actually, there's a question in the Achronim when the Ramban says that there's a chiyuv to daven b'shas tzora, does it mean a tzoras harabim or even a tzoras hayochid? The Chinuch says that it clearly doesn't have to be tzoras rabim. Even a tzoras yochid, the Ramban will hold, is the time when one is obligated to daven. So our Gemara is very understandable. Our Gemara that says that it's a chiv, it seems, with the rice to daven, is speaking b'shas tzora. Rav Chaim Brisker has a different approach, and I think the Aruch HaShulchan, in a concise manner, in Simen Kuf Vav, is saying the same word as Rav Chaim Brisker. When Ramban says that the chiv of tefillah is not a chiv d'raisa, it's only chiv d'rabbanan, that's only regarding the obligation. The Ramban's opinion is that there is no obligation to daven. There's only an obligation to daven. There is no obligation with the raisa to daven. But the Ramban says Rav Chaim Brisker will agree that if one davens, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Similar, I always understood it, to mitzvah tzitzis. One is only obligated to wear tzitzis if he has a four-cornered beged. But of course, if one gets a four-cornered beged, a talis cotton or a talis gadol, and puts on tzitzis, he's mekayim a mitzvah. And that's what the Ramban means to say, says Rav Chaim Brisker, that it's a myth that there is no obligation to daven, but if one is davening, then one is being mekayim a mitzvah. And according to this, our Gemara no longer would be difficult on the Ramban, because our Gemara is saying that there's a chiyuv mitzvah. There's only one interesting point, because the Aruch HaShulchan says that where is the machloikis of the Rambam and Ramban most evident? In is tefillah counted as one of the taryag mitzvahs? The Rambam, who holds, as we learned the Rambam, that we're obligated to daven, puts the chiyuv tefillah as one of the taryag mitzvahs. The Ramban, who, as we're learning now, says you mekayim a mitzvah when you daven, but it's not that you're obligated to daven, doesn't put it into one of the taryag mitzvahs. And our comparison was to tzitzis. But if our comparison is correct, then we find that the Ramban does include tzitzis as one of the taryag mitzvahs, even though it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So the question is, why does the Ramban count tzitzis as a mitzvah and not count tefillah as a mitzvah if they both are the same type of mitzvah if they're both the same type of mitzvah, that they're a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis? There's another interesting nafkamina in understanding if tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or not. The Ratvaz in Chelek Dalet, Simen Reish Tzadi Gimel, discusses a shaila, if a kohen is in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, and it's the time to duchen, the question is, should the kohen stop davening and go up to do Nesias Kapayim? So if we're going to learn that tefillah is a chiyuv d'oraisa, so, and yes, Nesias Kapayim is a d'oraisa, so we don't have to stop davening when we're in the middle of one mitzvah d'oraisa to do another mitzvah d'oraisa. But if we're going to learn that tefillah is only the Rabbanan, like the Ramban, and the Nesias Kapayim is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so one would have to interrupt his tefillah d'Rabbanan to be Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. But then the Paiskim say that it could well be that even the Rambam, who holds that tefillah is d'oraisa, would agree, certainly if he's the only kohen, certainly if he's the only kohen in the shul to stop his davening to go up to do Nesias Kapayim. Because even if we'll hold that tefillah is a d'oraisa, the din of hefsek tefillah is certainly not a din d'oraisa. And therefore, he should go do Nesias Kapayim and continue his tefillah later. So to summarize, from our Gemara, it seems that tefillah is a chiv d'oraisa. The Ramban, who holds that tefillah is the Rabbanon, and the Magen Avraham seems to paskin like the Ramban, and even according to the Rambam, that there's a chiv tefillah of the rice, the Magen Avraham says, as we learned, there's no specific time or place that one would have to daven. But the halacha, the Ramban, it seems, will agree that b'shas tzara, one is mechuyev to daven, and even if it's not a shas tzara, if you daven, like Rav Chaim says, everybody will agree that you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa.